Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
And welcome, all of you fans and lovers of Psychics Gone Wild. It's Wednesday night, and I've got a bunch of you on the phone, and you're going to be happy. You got what you wanted. I've got all of you guys here, and we've got her back. Get ready to get wild. It's one of those nights. We have a lot of people on the phone. We have a lot of friends. This is Jethro Smith. For those of you new to this, this is Psychics Gone Wild. And I want to tease some of you. We had a lot of friends asking, what happened? What happened to the great psychic? Where is she? Jethro, bring her back. What's going on here? This is the certified psychic medium who was born with a gift, who's been reading professionally for way over 25 years. She is the fun, the positive one from Maine, Dina Flanagan. Dina, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
We love having you back. We had a little bit of a Peter was doing some other work. Those of you know, she does some medium work. She's been writing for some magazines and doing other work and just very busy, phenomenal light worker. And Dina, we're talking about the moon this month, and we started out with the male and female, and everybody decided it had both sexes. We had a joke. We had some people talking about dancing in the moon with clothes or no clothes. We've had some really wild, crazy days here. Dina, I've got a lot of emails for you. We got some friends asking. One of the questions we've got really importantly, Dina, that we left off the last time we talked, and they teased, we finally turned Dina red in 3 years it took to do it. And they're asking, Dina, you said you had never danced in the moon with only people personally. Is there people that can testify to this, and is there any film?
There better not be any film.
We love all of you guys tuning in. This is Psychics Gone Wild. Call 773-897-6461 if you're ready for a little psychic fun. We do a little bit of light reading. We do a lot of talking and having fun. Those of you go to PsychicsGoneWild.com to put in for the prizes. We want to thank Blue Moon Treasures today here in Tampa, Florida for putting out some prizes. We will be giving away some of those prizes. I have a couple of you individuals who we've noticed have had a little bit of a situation. Email me, please let me know, because I found out today that I had a couple of you guys, you've got to send me the right mailing address. I got to tease you. I have a machine and we worked with it, and I am psychic, but I had some hilarious input, and we've got some of those necklaces and prizes you guys want. And do let me know. You know, we give away music, we give away prizes. I had a lot of you guys write me. You're going, where's Linda Irwin's music? We've got Linda Irwin's music. You got to put in at PsychicsGoneWild.com to get it. It's phenomenal and it's there. I had someone asking me yesterday, where is the prizes, Jethro? We've been giving prizes away all week. We are going to be doing a lot more intenser. And those of you know, October, we're going wilder than wild. So grab on. It's going to get a little weird, a little bit of a Halloween twist. Dina are going to have a guest on talking about the Mayan calendar again and some new situations they've proven. Dr. Carl's going to be here with me and Dina two times during the month. And we've had a lot of individuals saying they want to know with Dina. Dina, can you tell us a little bit about some of the work you've been doing? There's a gentleman you work with that's a gazer, and they're asking me that Dina works with him. She knows what I'm talking about. And can she tell us about the man who does gazing healings?
Yes. His name is Bratso. Bratso, and right now he's doing free online gazing healing. So if you type it into bratso-europe.net, I believe it is, or no, .tv, I can't remember. And type it in and then click on live streaming, and he'll be streaming until I think October 1st, every day from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the hour. So, and it's amazing. And like I said, this is totally free. So you've got to take advantage of it. And the benefits and the effects that you get from these gazings are amazing. He has healed everything you can imagine. Cancer, illnesses. He's healed a lot of ex-vets that had the, you know, like the Agent Orange or something, you know, go wrong. He's healed anything you can imagine. Your spiritual, you know, demeanor, your just your soul, and whatever you kind of ask for, it, you know, if it's meant to be healed, it will be healed. And but beyond that, it just brings this incredible sense of peace and love and calmness to your life, and that is just amazing and gives you lots of hope. So you'll see, I began gazing with him 3.5 years ago, and my life has changed completely in that 3.5 years. It's been an incredible journey, an incredible ride, lots of miracles, because you can't just walk away. You've got to walk away still believing and still having that love and that peace and that hope. But it enables you to get right back to it when life challenges you.
Oh, I love it. And I know that as we've talked about the development, that's what makes us light workers who we are, finding those new energies, doing the work. Those of you know that are tuning in, Dina's not only a psychic medium born with the gift, she's always been able to do healings and other phenomenal things that do this. I had someone tease me. We've got someone right now go, Chetzer, that's why you're doing the moon. You're always mooning after Dina. Yeah, I'm mooning after Dina. Dina's my sister, guys. Don't get kinky here. This isn't that kind of south. We got a lot of crazy. We get a little wild, but we don't get that wild. We've got some stuff happening here that just brings out the love of everything. They tell me that everything is going into a situation tonight. For those of you that are tuning in, this is Psyche's Gone Wild, and we're discussing a lot of that times and terrains that we're into with this moon. You know, Dina, there's a prophecy right now that as the world is happening and the moon is bringing in this strengthening, there's going to be more individuals not only going more, you know, we go a little wilder on the new moons, we go into the energy, but we're going to start taking in a new cycle, and we're going to start putting our energy out in such a way that we're going to become more, they're saying that we're going to become more like the Pleiadians and more like the Lemurians, in that the Pleiadians, those of you know of the ET activity, are very loving and strengthening in the world. Those of you who've been studying the Pleiades know that there was a time that they were here working within Lemuria, and it's a belief with Egypt. We'll have to get with our wonder Linda Irwin and confirm all of this. But I've got an individual. Would you say that you believe that theory, Dina? Do you think the moon is doing this, or do you think it's the... What do you think is making people more liquid and playing with this? Can we blame it on the moon?
Well, I think certainly the moon has a part to do with it, but it's a mixture of everything right now. The veil is getting thinner. So, and the moon just, it brings around cycles so that you can move forward, or you can give what you ask for, or you can see clearer, or you feel. So it's always done that. It's just that now, since the veil is getting thinner, and all the changes, you know, that we're going through on Earth, in Earth and everything, is all that combination is really making it so people can see clearer, hear, move forward a little easier, and just really, you know, just like there's a lot more people that I know that I've been talking to that can now, like, all of a sudden, everybody has psychic abilities, but now it's like they're opening up. And they weren't expecting it. So it's that, because since that veil is getting thinner, that's what's happening. But even like the Arcturians, yes, and the Palladians, everything, it's all coming, like all of a sudden it's like we can see it all and go back to those times.
Love it. I agree. Now, and I agree with you. I would have to resonate with that. I feel that very strong. Those of you tuning in tonight, go to psychicsgonewild.com. Put in your vote about what you feel with this stuff. Blue Moon Treasures is going to be giving away a crescent silver moon. You'll be getting that little charm sent to you, along with one of Linda Irwin's music from her collage. So if you're very interested in that, you'd like to get one of those wonderful prizes, go to psychicsgonewild.com. Put in what you're going to put in. You know, you can. I know there's a Jan fan. I know we need our Dina time. I love love Linda. Give me my Dina time. We've laughed. That's become one of the sayings. We've got people who just are Patty's fan. It just makes sense to listen to Fridays. Put in whatever you want to put in. You'll be in for it, and we do it. I do ask that you put your real address because people don't like me sending a mail that we don't know each other formally. No, I'm kidding. You can put in whatever you want to put in. But just give us something that we can put in an address to get it to us. All joking aside, we have a lot of individuals. We're going to take a couple of those phone calls. We're a little bit of a different show, and that's what I want to tease you guys about. We talk, we do a little bit, we do the fun of it. Those of you who've had a reading with me, I want to tell you right now, it is a really excellent opportunity if you can get a reading with Dina or one of the individuals who are doing the emails. I had a lot of you guys writing me. I am booked solid. I'm not bragging. I've got two states I'm doing. Dina is one that she takes the extra time. I get on her sometimes. She's working. She works. You work beside this, Dina, and we got to tell everybody. Besides Dina, heals mediums and in her spare time does readings. But you guys get a hold of Dina. She will do an email reading. I know that you were telling me that you, if they send you a picture and it's a small amount you're doing, that you will do like five questions or something crazy.
I'll do five questions, but depending on one question was 20, but I'm doing a special of 15. So the five questions would be around $60.
Perfect. And that, I mean, you guys, this is like a $95 value. That's crazy, Dina. What we got, someday we're going to get Dina back with the rest of us. We love her. She's up in Maine. She's up there a little chill, but she's helping people. I know that we joke about it. They're right. Jethro, she's been out in the woods handling stuff. You need to quit eating at the Pizza Hut and get back with us. I love it. I'm reading this off, those of you who are keeping track, off of Skype and our other fans that are writing us. Me and Dina started this out a long time ago, and we're still rolling this on. This is PsychicsGoneWild.com. Is where you get a hold of us, get a reading, get a time. I have a person writing here, Dina, I have to know with you, I had a mediumship reading with you almost a year ago. You remember, I think, that I was the guy who had the friend David who had passed away. You assured me that it was okay that he was coming in my house and that he was all right, that I could, it would be all right and things would work out. Well, since that time, David has decided to bring back his sense of humor. He was very funny when he was alive, and now there's been Jello shots and other things left in my house. Me and him had a joke about this. I've had other people tell me that it's got to be something I'm doing. There's no way that David could have done this. Believe me, I know that Dina understands me when you said that this could happen. Jethro laughed at it and it was not funny. I do feel that my friend is still coming through. I'm not laughing. I'm trying not to laugh.
Yeah, most definitely. It was fun. They can do funny things. They move things in the house. They can leave things. I get left dying all the time, just out of nowhere. I know I just picked up the house, and then there you go back, and there's dying. So, yes, it happens.
I love it, and I thank you, David. I apologize if I also laugh because I'm nervous. I just sometimes laugh to be silly, so I never want to offend anybody. I've had so many people tell me how ornery I am, and I'm just a silly person. I just like to be very far and silly. Looking at the work here, they're asking, Dina, oh, we got an email here from Deidreanne. She's asking us, Dina, when I was out in the last 2 weeks out in nature, I've noticed that other people are beginning to treat me a little different. I had a friend tell me that my aura had completely changed. I do feel that I'm having something go on. I noticed that I had always had a very green aura, and I felt very compassionate and had listened to what the person had told me and read off of an aura machine. But now I seem to be resonating more yellow and emotion. Is it true that I'm changing, or am I just having some other problems? What do you think, Dina?
No. Well, being out in nature, it really brings up, what happens is you get grounded. And it really brings up stuff, you know, to get up and get out. So right now, I feel like you're going through just the changes of that. This is why, I mean, your aura changes can change 5 times a day, 10 times a day. Depends what situation you just went through. So it's always changing. It's ever changing. You could go back and it's going to be a different color, you know. But being out in nature is something that it's going to keep you grounded. And I'm hearing the air, the fresh air is what really changed it. So you need to get more fresh air is what I'm hearing.
Very good. And Dina, this is a friend of yours. You've read for me before, and I've got to ask you this. We've had a situation where we have something that has been coming through on our table. We had a lady come over, and this individual did some mediumship work 2.5 weeks ago. Now, ever since she's been here, we keep seeing the symbol of a motorcycle. I had someone tell me that maybe it was someone I know. I can't think of anybody. Should I worry, or why was this motorcycle keep showing up on my coffee table?
Yeah, that's funny. not quite sure, but I don't feel it's anything harmful or dangerous. I feel like somebody is around, or spirit is around, perhaps that had an association with a motorcycle. But if you can't relate to it, it might be just, you know, a spirit guide or somebody who you don't know that's just around. But that's what I'm feeling. It's like it was an association with somebody, because when you're doing medium readings or pulling things through from the other side, some people just, everybody, like, it's like a portal. Everybody will come in. You know, they'll just come in and go, okay, here I am. So that's what happens. I do it differently. I call the person in because I don't want everybody coming in, like, using me as a portal. So that's what happens. And they just kind of linger sometimes.
Oh, my gosh. And I get the chills. I remember as a teenager doing table tapping, and we were working with energy and doing things, and I had a friend of mine over. And like you said, there's different energies that will do it. And I do think that, you know, you may be seen as that shape, but if it's another energy, it may not be a motorcycle. It may be a whole total different energy. We had a good example of this. We had what I thought was a double diamond. So clever me, I was like, okay, it's a two of diamonds. Those of you who've studied the playing cards, and as I taught or learned at that age, I was learning that a two of diamonds meant a relationship that was love and something sociable. It means you're dating someone that's great. Well, I'm in puberty, so I think there's somebody's coming into my life who's going to be wild and out in the public. It had nothing to do that. Those two diamonds had to do with something of a extraterrestrial thing that was going on. Two nights later, we had something light up in the back by our house, and I went to go stay with my sister that lived down the street. It was like, ah. So, you know, you be careful when you guys are doing this. It's what Dina said. You get with one of us that's going to work with it. You know, I always, you know, we always caution you guys, and I want you to have fun with it. But we've got another one here writing in, and I love how you guys are going, Jethro, we're on the phones. Hang on. I read all day. Dina reads all day. We like to talk and do the fun. We've got to get our emails out. Dina's been gone a little bit, too. Dina, I have to know what I'm going to do here. I am dating an Aquarius woman, and I need your help badly. I have tried everything to get her into a relationship with me. She said she liked physical men, so for 2 months I have worked out. I have now put on a very nice bicep, and I feel that I am very attractive. She told me she likes men with a sense of humor. So for a month I've been going to different comedy classes and works, and have learned to put on a sense of humor. People say I'm very funny. I've tried everything to get her attention. Then today she let me know that she really liked money. Do I have to rob a bank to get her? Help me with this. Oh, you guys are killing me tonight. Sorry, I'm going to laugh. Okay.
Well, first of all, you shouldn't have to change all that to get a woman to like you, is what I feel. And so I don't know. I just feel like that. I feel like you should not put all your eggs in that bath, is what I'm hearing. However, if you like the challenge of trying, that's good. But just keep your eyes open and don't put all your eggs in that one basket.
Whoa, feel that energy, you guys that are tuning in. Did you hear that? And I've got a lot of you teasing. Remember that we're going into October for www.candyclub.com. So those of you who want to get your trick-or-treat, make sure you go into psychicsgunwall.com and put in. We will pick a winner in October who will get trick-or-treat from us. So you put in there, I want a trick-or-treat, so we know that you can take and would like the candy. We want to send that to somebody who will enjoy that. So put in there. We got a lot of prizes we're going to be giving away. Those of you who are going in, we're going to pick one winner here tonight for the T-shirt contest. Those of you know we do the T-shirt. There will be a winner of the Jethro Smith and a Dina Flanagan shirt. We have both. So those of you who want that, I've had a lot of you guys come up with a really good idea. We'll try. I'm going to try and get some sent to Dina and some for me in Florida, and then we'll sign them. I had a lot of emails today. Those of you that are calling the 844-935 720 scheduling number. Put in there what you'd like to have, who you'd like a reading with. That's our live 800 number. We don't do readings there, but you can call and leave your name and a message, and we will, me or Cindy will contact you. Usually, like I said, I don't call to expect to get a reading with me and Dina, but call to schedule one, and we will schedule that in for you. We have a lot of people calling in wanting those T-shirts. We will be giving those away.
Just to let you know, I'm not doing the wet T-shirt.
Oh, Dean, every time we try to... Okay, he's not going to be doing this. You guys, see, we try... She just goes the way she goes. You got to deal with her. We love her. Let's grab those phones. 404, this is Psychics Gone Wild. Would you like to have a reading with Jethro and Dina?
Uh-oh. Hello.
How are you? Hi, how are you?
Hi.
You were grabbed by the phone. Good. This is Jethro and Dina, and you are?
I'm T.
All right, T. Being new to this, I'm going to go through and walk you through a little bit of it. What we need to do from you is we need to get a little bit of an idea here. You give us your name. Is there a subject you want to talk about, or is there something you've got going on? Because I'm feeling a lot of energy with you.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. I guess anything that you pick up, but really more so, it's either a career or romance. It doesn't matter.
Ooh, you're gutsy girl. Grab a hold of the two things that swing us the most. All right, here. Okay. I'll let Dina start because she's a lady, and then I'll go behind what I'm picking up for you.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like that your career is on, I feel like a standstill, or I feel like, you know, that it's not, you're not where you want to be. And have you actually been looking or put in for a job?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're still kind of waiting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. So they're saying that there's just a little bit longer to wait, but I see it getting better. Oh gosh, it's going to get better, but then it's going to get much better more toward the spring. So in other words, I feel like maybe you might get a temporary job or something job that you may not like, but and then you'll get into a better job, one that you kind of would work better for you and for what you do. So that's what I feel like is will happen in your career. And do you need more schooling?
I was trying to avoid that because I just got my master's. I didn't plan on going back.
Yeah, because I feel like you've got a little bit more schooling to go. And then after that's when you'll really get something that or where you'll be going that's much better. Because if you don't do the schooling, I feel like you're just going to be on hold or standstill. So I feel like that you should do that. But in the meantime, you can still, you know, change and do whatever. But I feel like to get to where you really want to go, you got to do that little bit more schooling.
For what. Because I said I went as far as I can go.
I love the energy. T, I got to tease you a little bit. You got some energy going on here with a little bit of the violet, and it's very pretty. The tell me that part of what you're going in to do is you're going to come into a part, I feel, that's going to take on some marketing creativity. They're telling me that it's going to be there, and you're enjoying yourself. You got the right gig going on. I worked at the university for years, and I'll tell you, most of the individuals who went in who had their idea made up and firmly planted their little feet on the ground and they were going to be this, promptly changed their mind within 3 to 6 weeks. And what it's really good that you're doing is I feel you're in the right energy. You said about love, and I'm seeing a male with you. I see a very strong person. They're making a joke that the guides are telling me that this is someone that when he's being intense or he's in love, he's ready to do this. I feel this man is someone who is, he works physically. I keep seeing him like big-handed, big man. I'm a positive individual, but very strong. I see him looking to you, and I feel that love is there with you. They're telling me that this relationship is very strong, and I'm here feeling that you're going to be also dealing with Valentine's Day is really good. They're making a joke. They said the candy isn't the only thing that's going to be happy. That's what they're saying.
Okay.
And we love you dearly. Mm-hmm. I hope you had a good time. Go to psychicsgonewild.com, put in, if we get a chance. I'd like to, I'm going to include you in our thing. If you go over to psychicsgonewild.com, put in your thing, you'll have to give me a physical mess, an address. I will send you one of those Crescent Moons and a CD by Linda Irwin.
Okay.
Thank you, T. We love you. Thank you for calling in. Please tell your friends to do it too, okay?
Okay, I will.
We like you. We're going crazy. This is Psyche's Gone Wild. I have people writing, Jethro, Dina's back. When did you let her back? We didn't know we would have been up tonight. If you'd send out emails like normal people, we would know what to do over here in New Jersey. We are rocking the house tonight. Tell Dina she's the best. I just read it to her. She knows she's the best. We love all of you guys, too. 480, what do you know, 480? We're going wild on Psyche's Gone Wild.
Hey, how are you? This is Mike.
Mike, it's good to hear from you. I notice you found the thing now that Dina's here. You couldn't find us. Oh, yeah, Mike.
Absolutely, yeah. So I was like, fantastic. I'm glad I called in tonight.
I'm glad you are, too, and I'm just teasing you. This is one of our listeners that we love, Julie, to just mess with. Mike, what can we do to help?
Well, I got a question in the sense I'm taking a break from my business and just kind of taking a little hiatus and tuning out for a bit. And kind of going to go in a thinking about another direction of like a small business that I can do on the side. And it's 180 degrees from where I what I have been in, and just kind of want to get some insight on that.
Well, I feel it's good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel like maybe 180 degrees from what you're doing, but I still feel like you'll still be doing that too, you know, whatever
right.
it is you're doing. And so it won't be completely 180 degrees, but also with this thing that you want to do, try, I feel it's good. I feel a good feeling around it. It will have something to, you'll be able to do both, but somewhere along the line, I feel like you're going to merge the two somehow, some way. And I don't know what that means. Yeah, I don't know what that means. Remember, everything isn't black and white. So I feel
right.
like, that it's going to merge, but maybe not like we picture merging, you know. And you're going to be using
right.
the two together is what I'm hearing.
Interesting. I'll clarify once Jethro's done, yeah.
It is, and they're telling me that. They're telling me that energy is, and we're both picking up the other energy with you. I'm also seeing another business partner or somebody who you've got working who's in a situation that's going to really impress you. I'm seeing this person has dealt with things and handled it, but they're going to come up with a new, unique approach to this that's going to be able to be financially more beneficial. They're doing something on the board that needs to be handled, but I see them doing it. That's what I'm getting.
Okay, yeah, because I've been in like commercial finance and investment banking a little bit in areas that you don't need a license. And then I'm taking a break from that, and I'm gonna go tune out and wait tables for the day to day stuff and start doing readings, putting myself out there for doing readings. So they're kind of polar opposite.
That's good, Mike. You need to get a hold of us.
But
we
need
people here.
What's
yeah,
that?
I like the idea of being able to blend the two. That's an interesting concept.
Yeah, that's what I feel is going to happen. It's going to be helping people. You're definitely, because
yeah.
when I heard definitely pursue this other thing, you definitely have to do the readings and help people. That's no question. So you will be merging the two.
Well, fantastic. Very cool.
Rockin'.
Thank you very
yeah.
much.
Cool. You cool, Mike. And definitely contact us at psychicsgonewild.com. Put in, you can just give me your general, and we'll give you a Crescent Lucky Charm. Plus, we'll send you one of Linda Irwin's beautiful CDs.
Oh, wonderful. When I'm done walking the dog, I'll be back on the computer and shoot that over to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have fun. This is a great night. We're rocking. We got Mike. We got the party people. You guys, he's out there with the dog. You better stay wild. We're going with you guys. We thank all of you guys. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks.
We are wild tonight, and this is Jethro and Dina. We're dealing with it, and we're getting in there. This is the thing I want to tease you. I've got a couple of you that have been writing me for weeks now. You're not sure if you should take the class or you should go it. So I asked you, Jason and Martin, to write me tonight on here and then listen into the show. I got to tell you guys, you want to do this. Grab on and do this for a living. You want to be out there doing readings. You've got this ability. You've wrote me for weeks. You spent more time on the computer than I spent with my tarot books. You need to grab on to this tool and do her. You want to dance? Get up. The music's playing. You're hearing me and Dina tonight. I saw you guys write me a little bit. You're on Facebook. You're a little wilded out that you got to hear Jan do her phenomenal totem readings. You love the fact that Linda's wild. Come on, you guys. Come join us. There's people out here. Those of you who want to be interviewed, go to psychicsgonewild.com. Put in, this is my name. This is what I do. This is what I like. We are looking. Got to warn you, this is wild. We want you wild. We want you happy. We want you on the phone. You have to be able to look at topics once a month. You have to talk about it. Do fun. So I've got a lot of you fans that are always asking. This is the place to do it. What do we do here, Dina? Let them know. They're asking me, what is it like to work with Jethro? Dina probably knows the most. Oh, no. Now the truth comes out.
Well, you know, it's easy to work with Jethro because we think we're a lot alike on the same levels. And so our messages come in like the same and very clear. And as far as him and I, we get along good. He says, we're like brother and sister. So, yeah, to me, I enjoy it.
Thank you, Dina. I love you. See, it only cost me $10 tonight. No, I'm teasing. She wouldn't. I didn't bribe her. I'm just joking. No, and thank you. And that's the way. And that's what I want you guys to do. I've had people that have worked for a long time to want to come and do your reading. So that's why I had you guys listen in. We've also got other people writing, and they're like, Jethro, how do I get in? Go to psychicsgonewild.com. Go to Facebook. Those of you that are tuning in, we have the Real Psychics Gone Wild room. It's fun. It's phenomenal. We have quite a few people over there. I want you guys to check it out. We have a really good situation that we've been working with everyone. Remember, this is the Psychics Gone Wild network. So when you get a hold of us at the 844-935-7200, you have all of us together. I had someone call me today, Nick, and you asked, how do I get with the ET activity? Nick, I sent you right over there. Go to Linda Irwin. Go over here on Facebook. This is our friend. This is where she's at. You want someone that's strong in this area of this work, go to Lynn Breesdale. She's phenomenal. She rocks. You want a psychic male that can answer the sensitivity and work with you, go talk to Chris the Intuitive. You want a healer who's intense, who's psychic, who's going to go and make sure you get healed, Dina Flanagan's your woman. And we all complement. We all do the areas, but we have these extra expertise. Now we're here at a point, and I've got a lot of you calls. You're going to have to wait. I got somebody pushing on the point. Don't nag me. This isn't Walmart. The prices don't drop. Only we get calmer. I got people typing and going wild. I love it. We've got the ones right there like Jethro. Okay, Dina, we've got an email here from a friend that's wanting to know, what is going to happen, Dina, with Halloween this year, 2014? You predicted that we wouldn't be gone in 2012, and you were right. We're still here. But, Dina, now the world is out that they said in October we're going to have other energies, and Halloween will become a strong indication that this world, there's going to be what people are doing. I don't know why, but I believe that this may be possible. Dina, are we going to have people going completely off the rocker after Halloween?
Well, you know, that's always possible. But it's just the energy shifting some more. So what's happening as we're getting the energy's getting heightened, and as I said, the veil's getting thinner, is that people, if you're not ready for it, don't know how to handle it sometimes. So as the energy keeps getting lighter and lighter and lighter, that's what's happening. So it's just a matter of staying grounded and keeping yourself, you know, surrounded with protection light and, you know, the white light of protection. And that's all it is. And then you'll be fine. It's people who don't do that that sometimes just can't handle the energy.
And I got to tease some of you guys. I don't know if you read this from National In Liar or where do you got that. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard of. Who says that happens? Halloween comes every time. That's why I laugh with you guys when you write me and Dina. I love the night that we had the lady on the phone, and she's like, we're going to all be gone in 2012, and Dina let her know we're still going to be around. We still giggle over that night. If you want to hear it back in the archive, it was actually December 12th of 2011. We kept that one. I listen to that every now and then when I need a giggle in my day. Dina, we've got a few other ones here. The night that Dina went ahead and sent the individual over with their energy and they worked with their family on the other side, it brought tears to my eyes. This is Deanza over here in Italy. I've got to tell you, Dina, you made me feel so good. You write for my friend and you were very accurate. They're married now and they're happy over here. She said to write to you and tell you that someday she will be over there and have a reading. She's got friends over there that are in the coast but not in Maine. Tell Jethro not to eat too much chicken soup.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's chicken soup. That was back in the healthy days, back when I was thin.
And now it's cakes and pies.
Exactly. And that's something, Dina, you know, they talk about as psychics eating chocolate and going wild. You know,
yeah.
I remember that used to be a good thing. Now if we eat chocolate, they spank our hands and send us to our room. What happened to that?
That's what I want to know, because every time when I would do readings or healings or whatever, I'd ground myself with chocolate. Not drown myself, but ground myself.
Drowned yourself. How dippity.
and then it would bring me right back down, and I would do it in between readings and whatnot, because I used to do bears all the time. You'd be reading 20, 30 people. So I brought my chocolate every time, and it worked. Now it's like you eat the chocolate, and it's like, ow, I got a headache.
I know, and they said it was the planetary change. I remember when I could go through, I could eat half a case of Twinkies, two Snicker bars, and happy with a Musketeer bar, and I'd be buzzing. Now, yeah, a little happy. Maybe I'd spit up a little giggle here or there. I'd be reading away, but now, you know, like you said, and I had a friend tell me it's because of this transition that we went through. I remember all of us doing the heart energy. I love the heart energy. I was so happy. We're psychic. I mean, you were born with this gift. They didn't tell us we were going to get run through this like Target, and then someone's going to spank a sticker on our butt that says that we get to feel funny. I'm just like, that's not right. They're getting me in trouble. We've got people. I've been here for an hour, Jethro. If you don't pick up, I'm going to write stuff on Facebook about you. Okay, we'll let it go in. Hello, 912. There's a bunch of you. How are you, 912?
Hello. This is Jamar.
Hey, it's been a while, Jamar. I'm glad to hear you back. Yeah. What do you want us to look at? Me and Dina, it's good to hear from you.
Okay. Well, basically, I have a question about this color I've been seeing a lot lately. I've been seeing the color turquoise a lot, and I've been reading up on it, and I've come to find that it's related to, like, the Pleiadian energy. And I just want to know, like, what do my guys have to say about that? Because for some reason, I believe my guys may be Pleiadian.
Very interesting, my wild friend. I'm so glad to have this man. This man is wild. He sneaks us and then he gets us these wild questions. What do you feel, Dina?
I feel turquoise is good. I feel like that you have some good energy around you, and that the turquoise is part of the opening. Like I'm seeing, I think, do you see purples and blues too?
Yes, I see that.
Yeah, so... these colors, these purple, blue, turquoises, are all very good. It is opening up. It is you opening. A lot of your energy is opening up, I feel, right now. I feel like that this is something you wanted. You know, you want it to.
Yes.
You've been waiting, yes. Asking, wanting it to open. Is that true?
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. So that's what it's showing me, like all these different, because the three colors there, and it's like opening, and like three different ways. So that's what it's showing me. So that's good. That's a good news. That's a good sign. And you'll start to see and feel more. You're going to notice that. So that's good. Rest, Jethro?
I'm feeling it. I feel there's something that's happening. I think that part of why you're seeing it is it's like some kind of an energy for you blue guys that are doing Blu-ray. You're doing some kind of mating call. You're calling these women in. You're like, here's some green energy. Here's some blue energy. Now you're ready to be more open relationship, where for a while you were kind of not so sure. So I feel it's a good thing, Jamar. And thank you for calling in. We're glad to talk to you.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Welcome. No problem. We're rolling along. We're getting people. They're all yelling at me. We've got people 50 minutes, 54 minutes, 46. Where's Jethro? Kick him. I better get to hear Dina. 914, let's get you in here. How are you doing, 914?
Hi, good, thanks. How are you guys doing?
Wild. Trying to get as many in. We got people standing behind you screaming names and everything else. I've never heard this stuff before. This is Jethro and Dina. How are you?
Good, thank you. I had a quick question regarding work. Someone suggested I take a trip to L.A., so I was wondering if you could tell me if it would be beneficial or if I don't have to go, or, is it mandatory? Is it best if I do go? That type of thing.
I'll let you take this one first, Jethro.
No, and I need to, and I'm feeling really wild with your energy here. I need to get your first name and a little bit of energy, because there's something going on with you. There's two questions you've got, so say your name. Thank you, Kathy, because the guides, I've got to have permission. They're telling me that there's something going on with this career in you that's going to take on a new turn. They said that you are having some things happen there. Now, ask your question again. I apologize. It's not you. It's something going on with your energy.
Oh, wow. Okay. It's a trip. Somebody suggested, an associate suggested I go to California in November. And I was wondering if that's the case, if I should, or if I could get away with not going, or if I absolutely should go.
I'm going to be blunt. I think that's why Dina has me do this. She wants to turn me red because I feel this person's really doing some other things there. They're telling me that this is something that would be okay for you to go, but you got to go with rules and set guide already up because you're good. That's what they talked about the career. And I'm glad you called in, Kathy. You're making me work tonight. It's been a crazy day, and I've gotten to play all day because the guys are showing me with your strength that you're doing, this career is important, but you've got to set boundaries because there's something else going on behind there that's trying to get you off to California. They said you don't want no sand where you don't want it.
Wow.
Yeah. Dina, am I off on this? Or what am I? I mean, I'm just saying it, but, you know.
Yeah, because it's like it's hypothetical that it would be good for me. Like, I don't know. Like, it's kind of an unknown. That's why. And, you know, like, I'm on the other side of the country, so it would be a huge, like, expense and, you know, everything like that. So that's why I called. I wanted to see if
I'm feeling it's not time. Whatever that's supposed
really?
To mean to you. They're saying it's not time yet. So whatever that you're supposed to go for, that I think that's what they're referring to. So I feel like we all have free will, so you can go. But if you go, I have a feeling it won't end up the way you want it. And and that opportunities will present themselves again at a better time is what I'm hearing.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
Kathy, that's what you got it from us. Let us know. Call us back. I want to know. And I don't want to see no sand where you don't want it to.
yeah. That's wild. Would you be able to tell me really quick also if the other female involved with the project will be good?
Oh, I get that there's something there happening with that person that's also going to be able to be, I would say yes. Dina?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. I feel it'll be okay. You're just going to have to kind of keep an eye out or have your two cents or something along that line is what they're saying.
Love you, Kathy. Put into
psychicsgunwall.com,
Kathy. You can win a star. Actually, I'm sorry, it's a moon. I keep saying the star. I love the stars. I've got stars on my mind. Linda Irwin in my eyes. I love her. 522, we make sure you put in there, and then you will get one of those little lucky charms, and you can take that with you with the CD from Linda. Thank you, Kathy.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you both so much. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you.
You're welcome. You too.
Blue Moon Treasures giving away prizes. Dina Flanagan, Jethro Smith, you've got it all going. If we could just get Jethro to pick up the phone, I'd be in heaven. That was sent from Ted Martin. That's a little funny, Ted, for that. You got dropped off the phone. No, I'm kidding you, Ted. I just kidding. We're going to grab one of these. I think this is a 661. How are you, 661?
Hello?
Hello, yes. You got on Psychic Gun Wild. Yes, we can. How are you?
Great. Thank you. My name is Lisa.
Welcome, Lisa. I'm so glad you called in. You've got such a positive flow of energy. They're telling me that there's something you want to know.
Yes. Well, it's about job and career. I'm looking for work. I actually had an interview yesterday, but I don't know and I haven't heard. And so I'm kind of getting to the end of my financial resources and so wondering if you see something coming through the avenues that I already have, or if I should start looking for something quicker, like Starbucks, and I don't even know my chances for that kind of work, but to get me through some sort of interim job.
Yeah. Well, what they're saying is that what I'm hearing is they will take care of you. In other words, the universe, the spirit guide, I'm not going to let you just, you know, be at the end when nothing comes in, you know, no money comes in. So I feel like that this interview you went on, I'm not so sure you're going to get that, but I feel like something will be coming up and if you need to take an interim job, yes, because something good is going to come for you. You know, so don't give up on the interviewing of what you do. You just might have to shift it a little, like you said. And that's fine, because I feel like no matter what you do, it's going to be okay. And you will be whatever you're going for, or whatever, the doors are going to open in the right direction, is what they're saying. So if you have to shift around a little, that's okay, because your doors will open, and for the better. It may not feel like it right now, but it will be for the better. And you, Jethro?
Oh, yeah, I'm right behind it. And I got to tease you, Dina, you got to calm down. You flew me out of the room. I know it was Lisa, and they pushed me over here, and now I come back. Dina sometimes gets too wound in her energy, and our studio now is a real pretty blue. We got a new studio, and I'm trying to work it. I agree very much. I feel that very strong. They're also telling me that there is I feel that there's two other opportunities that are coming for you in October. Just like the Libra scale, it's going to happen for you that first week. They're also showing me that we've got to make sure with you, Lisa, that you take into what you really want to have happen. You've got the wish, mm-hmm. You've got the moon, you've got it by your hands. Be careful, because sometimes you take on way too much. They said if you do too much, you've got to be able to say no when it's time to say no, or by the end of the month, you will be very tired when it's time to go out and play.
Okay, can you get if I would find interim work if I need it?
Interim work?
Or should
okay.
Interim work, like temporary work through an agency or something kind of minimal, part-time, something that's easier to get.
Yeah, I'm seeing that right off. I'm seeing that easy. I'm seeing that they said aim high to go with it. I see that you're going to have start out with a little of that, and then I see you building into something you're really going to get there in the middle of October, you know? We definitely, that's what I'm getting. Lisa, definitely, we got to run here. Make sure you go in. I think you might be a Skype number. If not, Lisa, put your name down.
Yes.
Say you're one of ours. Give me your name and just give me a snail mail. You'll win a free little crescent moon there. Good luck, a little silver one, and then I'll send you a CD of Lynn Derwin's.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. We love you. You too.
Well, thank you.
We're going wild, and we go wild like this when we go. And those of you who haven't heard, we got to take just a second. I know there's a lot of you. There's one more that related. There was about 7, 8, 9 of you that came in at the last, but I've got one person that was been waiting all the night of the show. I've gotten crazy. I want to grab you on here. Please remember, if you have had a reading with us and it's been within like the next week, just pass. I had some people go, what does that mean? It means I called in and Linda gave me a wonderful star reading. I called in and Jen did my totem, but then 14 other people waited because we do talk. We do have to get our stuff out. And so I called in every day, and now I've called in for 7 days, and now Jethro has to kind of do it, because if you just say pass, then I'll pick you back up. But if you call in all the time, then we'll hold you. 917, it's Psychics Gone Wild. How are you, 917? Uh-oh, we scared them. 917, please come back. They're the shy one. Uh-oh, it happens. We'll try again here with a minute. We're going to take just a second for those of you listening. Let's listen to some of Linda's music. This is my favorite one, Surfing the Net by Lynn Derwin. Thank you. Beautiful. Don't you think, Dina? I just love her music.
Yeah, that was nice. I like that.
We always get to have the best stuff here. Those of you tuned in, there's quite a few of you trying to get in. We're having a little bit of a technical telephone thing. 917, would you still like to say hi? Okay, I don't know what, but they're a shy one. 314.
Yeah.
Oh, I got you. 314.
You got me. I'm Joni. Hi.
Joni, I'm so excited. I was a little scared.
I'm so excited. I'm paying attention. I swear. Okay, I love you. I love you. I'm forwarding it in advance. I love you. And Dina, nice to meet you. And I love everybody in the chat. How's that for the beginning?
Beautiful, Joni. We love you.
Okay, listen. I have huge, right now, I'm going to try to make it fast because your energy is like, I have such anxiety right now in my angst, right this second. And, you know, I've called in a few of the shows and I know like it's just like where I'm at in life and what's, you know, I'm going through so much. It's probably a lot. However, I just want to see, I need some healing and I want to, you know, I've gotten, some nudges from a couple of the rooms and talked to Jan last night for an hour. I called her as a friend out of the blue because I had a weird thing happen in one of the chat rooms last night. So I'll just be quiet and see what you guys get because, I mean, I could just ask, you know, oh, do you think I'll get the job? You know, all that crap, but I'm not going to.
Oh, my goodness. Help me, Dina.
I know,
Dina's
right? Oh, my God. Oh, my God, it's right. Somebody help me. Good Lord. I'm
you
doing it. You don't understand. Right? It's Happy New Year.
We're doing the energy high notes. Yes, I love it. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Joni, they're telling me the love with you and the strength, and I do feel that. I'm going a little bit quick here, and then I'm sorry, Dina, I jumped in, and I'll let Dina. They're telling me the other part of your strength is that this other is extra energy. You're an empath, and so the other emotions is putting that through. You know, so gifted. But I hear that they said as you write these other things out, those other tears are going to come out, and then the joy is going to begin. Start focusing that into manifesting. That is there for you to put the pedals to the metal, girl. You've got so much coming in for you that deserves to come in. Whoever did that other stuff that put that sadness in there, I want you to visualize their face like clay and just keep stretching it out. Pretty soon they'll become elastic because I can hear that inside. I keep hearing that. And the part that I'm telling you, the other part, they said the healing, I'm going to have Dina help. Dina, what are you getting with the healing?
Yeah, what I'm feeling is that your feet aren't even on the ground. You know, you're about a foot off the ground. So I'm going to send you some healing to bring you back down. But you also need to do some deep breathing and meditation. But I will try to bring you back down because there's a lot going on inside of your body. And it's like jumbling. It's all like moving like poof, choo, 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 real fast. And and jump like your body's vibrating.
Mm-hmm.
And so right now what it is that you just need to ground. And once you ground, like I said, I'll send you some work to bring you down there. Then you'll be able to stop, take a few breaths and be able to identify what you need to do next. What's, you know, step one, step two, step three, rather than, A to Z right now, all of it, you know, so going on. I feel like that you're having an opening, you know, and this opening is what's causing this high frequency going on with you. Again, you just need to kind of just meditate on that. Bring yourself back down. Take some deep breaths and picture yourself. Get your feet, really stand, like take your shoes off and really dig your, if it's still, so to put your feet, like walk around barefoot or if you can get near sand or dirt or whatever. Really just literally ground yourself.
Well, I might have to go step in a litter box.
Kitty, kitty, na-na-na-na-na-na, mama. We love you, Joni. We got to go. They're giving us 90 seconds.
I know. Thank you. God bless you guys. I know.
Bless you. And you go to Psychic Scott Wild and get in one of those little, we got a little
I already did.
For you.
Yeah, did it.
I love it. And I will also send you, Joni, a bracelet of a green and white one I have here by Lady Wrangle, a friend of mine. It is made handmade. She does it from Brazil. It's a beautiful little bracelet. I want you to have that. And I feel that it will help you. We love you guys. This is PsychicsGoneWild.com. Blue Moon Treasures will be here helping with all these prizes. We have a little bit of a situation. They wanted to let know Linda Irwin, Jan Drake, you were giving owl necklaces. Those will be out to you in the mail. We're having a little bit of a problem here with our postage, but we will have that out because they won them for having fun with the owl contest. You made it so much fun. We enjoyed that night listening to your show. Jan, I am a fan, but I love Linda, so you two just keep on doing what you do is what I was told to tell them. So, Dina, tell them what we're going to do before they throw us out in 10 seconds.
What are we doing?
We're saying bye-bye.
I was sending energy, so.
That's why everything's wet. Love you guys. See you next week.